Baruch Hashem, we begin another 5 minutes of Bitachin. It's been a few days, so just to remind ourselves, we're middle of discussing Hishtadlus, the fact that at the end of the day, we have to work for our Parnasa. We have to try. We can't just live in a world of hoping that a golden basket will appear at our front door. But the Beis Halevi has been proving to us from the Man, our attitude, how we have to realize that just like in the desert, in the Midbar, how did it work? You went outside, there was man sitting at your front door, and you brought back. You might have thought, you know what, I'm going to bring back extra today. And by the time you got home, we explained, there was nothing more than you started. Because each person was allotted the amount that he needs. And the footnotes over here, today we're going to particularly focus on the footnotes on page 16. Which is footnote 21, and then we're going to move on to the bottom of the footnote to page 17. Rav Chatzka Levenstein laments that how often do we view the stories in Chumash? We listen to ideas about the man, and we think, nice historical tidbits, nice stories in the Chumash. Says Rav Chatzka, the man is supposed to teach us a timely lesson. The man is there to show us how to live our lives with bitachin, and not with the ideas that sometimes we perceive, that the more you work, the more you get, the more you push, the more you're going to make. Says the Beis Halevi, it's just not true. You can bring home as much money as you want, but as much as Hashem determines, that is as much as you're supposed to have. And Rav Dessler in the Michta Me'Elyahu teaches us how we could see this from the man. The man fell in such overabundance, and one might wonder why. It fell a lot more than was necessary. Perhaps a tidbit that many of us didn't know. For example, if there were 1,000 people in that encampment, there was probably man outside for 5,000. Why? Each day there was just extra leftover man. Says Rav Dessler, it was there to show us this lesson that the Medrash teaches us there was extra man for us to realize that, yes, Hashem has abundance and we have what we need and we are Ishtadel and we work for as much as we need. And he quotes over here from the Navi Yirmiyahu, that the jar of man was saved from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and was kept in the Aron HaKodesh. And Yirmiyahu at one point took out the jar of man and he showed it to Klal Yisrael. And he said to Klal Yisrael, what are you doing? You're sitting there and you're working and you're working and you're forgetting about Hashem and you're not living the way you're supposed to. Realize, just like the man, as much as you're supposed to have, you'll have. Irregardless if you work more, keep your priorities in check. So in as much as Hishtadlus is very necessary, but of course, we have to realize only in the appropriate fashion. We'll conclude with an incredible line from the Brisker Rav. In the footnote on page 17 at the end, the Brisker Rav once was approached by a child. His daughter came to him and said, the food prices are rising. How are we going to be able to afford food? Says the Brisker Rav, when we know that Hashem determines and decrees each year how much money we'll have. He says, that's a mistake. It's not how much money we'll have. The wordage in the Gemara is, it is decreed our mizainos, our sustenance. Explained the Brisker Rav to his daughter, it's irrelevant what the food prices are. It was decreed that we will have what we need. So if the prices go up, then somehow we'll have more money. Somehow we'll be able to afford it. And in a world of inflation, and in a world where jobs are difficult to be had and people are laid off and don't have jobs, it's so critically important to remind ourselves that yes, the Hishtadlus is to try. Yes, the Beis Halevi is telling us no one was able to sit at home and assume that the man somehow would stand up and walk onto the table. You had to go and get it. But that's what a job is for us, getting up and getting that which Hashem decreed for us. So perhaps prices are rising and perhaps it looks almost insurmountable, the cost of living and the cost of a yontif. And one who loses a job and doesn't have parnasa, he has to realize Says the Briska Rav, who is decreed for each and every one of us, not how much money we will have, but that we will have the sustenance, the mezainais that is necessary. And hopefully with such an attitude and such a mindset, we'll be able to look at the man and inculcate the ideas of the man, not as a historical tidbit like Rav Chatzkel taught us, but rather as real life lessons, trying to live our lives based upon it.